Oh, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. We're getting set up here. Isn't it a beautiful day? It's really nice. We'll just chat while we're there.
主内弟兄姐妹，大家下午好。
I don't know if you've ever heard of Victor Lustig.
你们不知道听过有个人叫 Victor Lustig 吗？
Victor Lustig was a very wealthy man.
他是一个非常有钱的，非常富有的一个人。
In fact, he lived during the golden age of those huge ocean liners. The golden age, the time when, you know, during the Titanic days, that kind of thing.
他是在就是 Titanic days,、mm-hmm. 就是铁达尼号的那段时间。
During that time.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, a very glamorous, very exciting. You had these magnificent ships cruising across the oceans.
当时在海洋里有许多就像铁达尼号那样子这么大的游轮渡轮在上面。
And Victor Lustig virtually lived on these ships, sailing from Paris to New York, and New York back to Paris, and going back and forth.
而这个人 Victor Lustig 呢，他就是坐着这些豪华的游轮，穿梭于纽约啊、巴黎等等。
And everyone who met him thought he must be an incredibly prosperous and successful businessman because he just lived this incredible lifestyle.
那当时遇见他的人都认为他一定是一个非常成功、富有的生意人，因为他的生活是如何的奢侈。
What few people knew until it was too late was that Victor Lustig was a con man.
但是许多人没有发现，原来他这其实是一个骗子。
And he made his money by swindling innocent, gullible victims and scamming them with all kinds of crazy schemes.
那他其实是一个大骗子，他有许多不同的计谋去欺骗相信他的人。
And he would meet these people on the cruises and impress them as he spent all his money, and then he'd suck them in and get off the boat and go back the other way.
那他在船上遇到这些相信他的人呢，他就用尽一切方法来骗他们的钱，然后下了船他就消失了。
One day, Victor Lustig got tired of all these petty schemes, so he decided to do something a little bit bigger.
那有一天，他觉得他做这些小把戏不够，他于是呢想了一个更大的欺骗的方法。
So he stopped in Paris.
于是他停在了巴黎。
And he went and found a forger who could print for him some official-looking stationery and business cards.
那他找到了一个可以帮他造假的商人呢，帮他印了一些生意的那些明信片。
And then he wrote to 6 of the largest scrapyards in Paris.
那他就写给那六巴黎最大的那六个废墟厂。
He invited them to a meeting in a very impressive hotel.
带他们去了一个非常豪华的酒店，开了一个会议。
And then when he was there, he told them the purpose of the meeting.
那当他们来到那个会议的时候，这个人就跟他们讲了会议的内容。
He said, "I am the deputy director of the postmaster's department."
Postmaster's,
yeah, like the post and telegraph.
哦，他说我是通讯部门的副部长。
And this is the year 1925. The Eiffel Tower was looking pretty bad.
那这是1925年，当时巴黎的埃菲尔铁塔呢，并不是非常的漂亮。
When they first raised it for the 1889 World Fair, they'd intended to pull it down after just a few years.
当时还准备把它给拆下来的。
But they hadn't pulled it down, and it was getting rusty, and it was costing a lot of money to maintain.
但当时它这个铁塔并不漂亮，而且很多地方都生锈、失修了。
And so Victor Lustig told these scrap dealers, he said, "We are looking at demolishing the Eiffel Tower."
于是这个骗子呢，他就跟这些废墟厂的一些人呢，想说我们要把这个塔给拆掉。
And we need to get bids from you to see how much you're willing to pay for all of this scrap iron.
那他就说你们可以竞标，看谁能买掉这些作废的钢筋，这个铁塔的所有的废铁和钢筋等等。
And he took them down to a limousine, and they drove around the Eiffel Tower. And he said, "You have been recommended to us as the most respectable businessman in Paris. That's why we're choosing to deal with you."
于是他就开着豪华的房车呢，就带他们 绕着这个铁塔走了一圈，说你是我们认识当中最成功的生意人，所以我才要推荐给你们。
But he said you can't tell anyone because if the public find out, you know, they'll all be panicking and worried. So we have to make sure the whole process is sorted out, then we will announce it. So make sure you don't tell anyone.
那他就跟他们讲说，你不可以跟外面的人告诉他们这件事情，因为他们会恐慌。
Well, he found his man.
那他也找到了一个相信他的人。
He had a special meeting with that one of the businessmen and his wife.
那其中有一个人呢，他就跟他和他太太开了一个会。
His wife didn't feel that it was quite right. There's something suspicious about it.
因为那个人的太太呢，当时也有所怀疑。
It's immoral. Listen to your wives. And so he had a special meeting, and he said, "Well, actually, that there is another reason we're doing this so secretly."
那于是呢，这个骗子又加了多了一个理由。
He said, "You know, we government servants, we serve the public, but we really don't get paid all that much."
他说我们是公务员，所以呢，我们工资并不有那么多。
And you know, I'm just a suffering public servant, and I'm trying to do my duty, but I don't get paid very much.
他说我是一个工资不高的公务员。
And the businessman thought, "Oh, this is just another public servant who's looking for a bribe. That's normal. I can live with that."
于是他那个生意人呢，他就觉得说，哦，肯定这个公务员是想要受贿，那没问题，我可以贿赂他。
The next day, Victor Lustig left Paris.
那第二天，这个骗子就离开了巴黎。
He was carrying a suitcase with him.
那他带着一个行李箱。
Inside the suitcase was a $20,000 bribe.
里面行李箱就有20,000元的贿赂金。
There was also $50,000 for the city of Paris to pay for the Eiffel Tower.
那还有的就是50,000块买下这个埃菲尔铁塔的钱。
And by the time the poor guy realized he'd been ripped off, Victor Lustig was already in Austria.
那当这个人发现自己被骗的时候，这个骗子他已经在了Austria。奥地利里面呢
？In those days, in today's money, it was close to $1,000,000.
那换成今天的价值的话，就大概是100,000。
Because sometimes those who sound convincing and look convincing are not necessarily true.
因此呢，这故事告诉了我们，有一些东西看起来像是真的，但其实并不是真实的。
If you want some interesting reading, there's so many scams on the internet. It's not funny. Well, it is funny. It's sad. It's very sad. It's very sad.
对，如果你想知道更多的话，在网上也有很多很多人被骗的故事，你可以慢慢去找。
There's one guy who sold the Brooklyn Bridge in New York twice a week for 30 years. That's just incredible. But anyway, that's not what we're here for today.What we are here for today is because when John was writing this letter,
那当使徒约翰在写这封信的时候
，there were lots of con men around then as well.
当时那个时代有许多的骗子。
We all know people probably who've been ripped off in business dealings.
我们可能认识有些人在生意上被人欺骗了。
But those sorts of people were not limited to the world. There were those kinds of people inside the church as well.
但是在当时的教会里也有这些欺骗的人。
And for those of you who haven't been with us, we've been going through the book of 1 John.
如果你之前没有听过我们分享的话，我们一直都在讲约翰一书。
John was one of the followers of Jesus Christ.
约翰是耶稣的跟随者之一。
And he wrote this letter when he was an old man to the believers to encourage them and exhort them and teach them.
当他年迈的时候，他写了这本书去鼓励那些信徒们。
And in chapter 4, he starts to tell us about what a real Christian's meant to look like.
在第四章，他告诉了我们真正的基督徒应当是怎样。
And we start in verse 1, he says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they're of God, because there are many false prophets who've gone out into the world."
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信。总要试验那灵是出于神的，不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
There are heaps and heaps of con men out there.
有许多的骗子已经出来了。
And John doesn't want us to be sucked in. It's just believing anyone.
那于是约翰不想我们呢，就是轻易的被这些人所欺骗。
Now this chapter in particular kind of is cyclical in its format. It kind of goes round and round a little bit.
这段第四章呢是不断的是重复一个主要的 主要的主题。
Yeah, so it'll be difficult to break it into clear sections. So we'll just go through verse by verse and try to pull it all together. As we go.
因此我们一节一节的来去分析它。
But I love how he starts. Chapter 4, verse 1, Beloved.
那他一开始讲说亲爱的弟兄。
I've picked this up before, but just John's attitude towards the church.
当时使徒约翰他对教会的态度。
There are many people who are concerned about teaching truth, but they don't have that same kind of compassion and love.
许多人希望能把真理告诉大家，但他心里却没有这种同理同情心。
And as John calls us beloved, he's really setting the example of what he talks about later in the chapter.
那当约翰继续讲的时候，他也自己以身作则。
But he says to test the spirits, test what you hear.
这里讲要试验那些灵。试验你所听到的。
This word test in the Greek is kind of interesting because it's got two sort of shades.
那这个试验这个在希腊原词里面是有两个含义。
One of them, is kind of negative, and the other is positive.
一个是正面的，另一个却是负面的含义。
And he's using this sort of positive tone here.
但他是用是属于那种褒义的含义在里面。
Because John is not telling us.To be critical.
约翰告诉我们并不是要带着一个去批评的态度。
He's not saying go around and see if you can poke holes in everyone's argument.
并不是说你要去捅穿每个人所讲的话。
He's not saying, you know, you just be a little arrogant smart aleck and you go, aha, that's wrong, aha, that's, no, that's not what he's saying.
并不是说你要自作聪明来证明说别人讲的都是错的，只有你一个人是对的。
The meaning here is,Evaluate what they're saying with the hope of proving it correct.
他这个讲试验的意思就是说，你要去评估别人讲的话，那你的目的是要确认那是正确的。
Kind of like when you're on the internet, you see a car that you really want to buy, so you go and inspect it.
就如同你在网上看到一辆你想买的车，那为了证明这个车呢是一样的，你还要去看看这个车。
It's a great deal. You hope that you'll be able to buy it.
是一个非常好的价格，你希望你能买到这辆车。
Doesn't mean you do anything stupid. You still check the tires, check the engine, but you inspect the car with the hope that this is a good car that you can buy because you like it.
你就检查这车的每一个细节，而且你是希望你最终能买到这辆车的。
And in the same way, as we hear things that people say and we hear things that people teach, we should evaluate it, but with a positive attitude, hoping to prove them right, not a critical, self-righteous, condemning kind of attitude.
那同样的，我们如果遇到别人讲的话的时候，我们是要带着这种态度，希望证明别人讲的是对的，而不是带着一个批评或者是去谴责别人的态度。
But through this chapter, he gives us a few ways that we can recognize whether something's true or not.
那之后他讲了几个方法，我们可以去确认是否是出于神的。
And we see the first of these in verse 2.
那在第二节就讲到。
By this you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
John was writing in the specific context that there was a heresy very common in that day called Gnosticism.
那当时他们有一个主义叫诺斯底主义。
Basically, they said that, yeah, Jesus is God, but he wasn't really a human being.
那这个主义就讲到说耶稣基督是神，但他并不是一个人。
And John was saying, no, 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 when you hear someone saying something or teaching something, you need to evaluate it according to the truth of God's word and the truth of the gospel.
那于是呢，约翰就讲到说，当你要确保这个人讲的话是否是正确的，你必须要看他跟福音有没有冲突。
You have to make sure it's doctrinally accurate.
在教义上必须是要正确的。
Because sometimes we form our opinion of people's teaching on other things.
因为有时候我们会把我们对别人的意见呢，是建立在我们看到别的事情上。
Sometimes it's personality.
有时候是我们看到这个人的性格。
Well, you know, they're such a nice person. They're such a good person. They're such a kind person. Surely that can't be wrong.
你们觉得哦，这个人的性格非常好，他很友善，那他说的话一定是正确的。
Well, they might be good and they might be kind, but we still need to hold on to what is true.
他当然是一个很友善的人，但是我们依然还是要去评估他的话语。
It's really interesting to notice in Deuteronomy chapter 18, I think. Yes, 13 and 18.
在生命记十三章和十八章里面
God warns against people who even have supernatural powers and yet still teach what is false.
当时那些人呢，甚至有超自然的能力，但是依然还是讲一些是违背神的话语的教义。
And he says that even if someone prophesies something and that happens, and then that person tells you something that is against the scripture, don't listen to them. They're false.
那比如说有人在预言说某些事情会发生，那些事情也发生了。但是如果他的教义呢是违反神的教义的话，你们是不可以去听他的教义的。
Because the devil has power too.
因为魔鬼也是有他的能力的。
And God does not lie.
神是不会撒谎的。
So our first criteria for recognizing truth is to say, is it doctrinally correct? Does it line up with the Bible?
因此我们从第一个方面去确认是否是真理，就是要看他的教义是否与圣经的教义是一致的。
And that's sort of verses 1-3.
这也是在第一到三节里讲到的。
There's so much in this chapter, we're going to have to keep moving, otherwise I'll put you all to sleep. Verse 4.
第四节。
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, the world, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
小子们呢，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的，比在世上的更大。
This is just an amazing verse. You have overcome.
这是很奇妙的一段经文，因为他说你已经胜了他们。
It's not that you will overcome.
并不是说你将要胜他们。
It's not one day after you've been a Christian for many years, you will then overcome.
并不是说当你成为基督徒若干年之后，你才能战胜他们。
In the future, when you've memorized lots of Bible verses, then you'll overcome.
或者说你将来背了多少段经文之后你才能战胜他们。
When you die and go to heaven, then you'll overcome.
或者甚至说当你去了天国之后才能战胜他们。
No, it says you have already overcome. You have.
这里说你已经胜了他们。
And it's not because of what you've done, but it's because of who is in you.
那并不是因为你所做的，而是因为在你里面的。
Now, some of you might think that you don't know any biblical Greek.
Biblical Greek.可能你不懂得关于希腊圣经里的希腊文。
But there is one word which I guarantee that you all know.
但是有一个单词你一定明白。
And it's this word for overcome.
就是这个 overcome, 这个战胜这个词的希腊原文。
And I'll show you what it is.
那我会告诉你是什么。
That's it. Does anyone know what it is?
你知道这个标签是什么吗？
Nike, that's right. The actual pronunciation is Nike, but it's the same word. That's where Nike comes from.
就是耐克的标签。
And it means overcome.
它耐克这个原意就是战胜。
It means victorious.
就是胜利的。
Every time you see those shoes or those T-shirts, it can remind you of this scripture.
当你看到 Nike 的鞋子啊、衣服的时候，你应该想起这段经文来。
Because John says you have overcome.
因为约翰说你已经战胜了。
You have had victory. You are a victor.
你已经是一个胜利者。
Now I think many of us live life as victims.
但是我们很多人过的生命却如同受害者一样。
We go through life reacting to every situation and circumstance which comes in our way.
那我们会对于每一种困难都会有很大的反应。
So this problem comes and it.My flesh and the world tells me that when that happens, I should get angry. So I get angry.
比如说，哦，如果这个情况发生了，那按肉体来讲，我应当是发脾气，于是我就发脾气了。
And this situation comes, and it says that I should be fearful, so I get fearful.
那另一个情况发生了，那肉体来讲，我是应当是害怕了，我也就害怕了。
And we go through life bouncing from one situation to another situation, reacting, responding, being controlled by our situation and our circumstances.
于是，每当我们遇到不同的困境的时候，我们都会有很大的反应，于是我们的生活就被这些困境所主宰了。
And John says, no, you have overcome. You are a victor. You don't have to listen to that anymore.
但是约翰讲到说，你已经战胜了，你已经是一个胜利者，你不需要再被这些生活的困境所主宰。
Because God is inside of you, you can say, well, no. I choose not to respond in fear. Thank you very much.
因为神已经在你里面了，因此你可以选择不再害怕。
No, I will not let this situation tell me how to act. I will act by the strength that God has given me.
我不会根据不同的情况来决定 我的行为，而是我要根据神住在我里面而进行我的行为。
No, I refuse to remain a victim of these circumstances because greater is He that is in me than this circumstance.
因为在我们里面的比在这世上的更大，因此我们不可以成为这些世界上发生事情的受害者。
You have overcome them.
你已经战胜了他们。
They are of the world. Different rules apply to them. You are above that.
他们是属于世界上的。
And so we as Christians, we need to live in that victory.
因此基督徒我们应该活在这胜利里面。
Nike. That's right. Doesn't mean just do it. It means you are a victor.Over the world.
这就意味着你就是在这世上的胜利者。
All right, I'm not endorsing the brand. Please don't go buy Nike shirts. I'm just saying. Okay.
我并不是打广告。
Let's keep moving. Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them.
他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。
We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God doesn't hear us. And this is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们就可以认出真理的灵和谬业的灵。
And John suggests that this is another criteria to have a look at whether what someone speaks is of the spirit of God or not.
那这是另一种方法告诉我们。到底这个人讲的话是不是出于神而来的？
It's kind of like when you're looking for a Chinese restaurant.
就好像如果你在看一个中餐馆的时候，
you try to look at who is eating there already.
你想看看这中餐馆里面谁在里面吃东西。
All right, if you see a Chinese restaurant and it's packed out with just sort of white Australians, okay,
如果是许多的本地澳洲人在里面吃东西的话，
then it means they might have really great sweet and sour pork.Very nice special combination fried rice and lemon chicken.
可能他们那种招牌的什么咕老肉啊炒饭啊都是非常棒。
So you look at who wants to eat there.
因此你要看他们里面的东西是什么。
And if you see it's really busy and there are lots of Malaysians there, then you guess the laksa must be pretty good.
那如果你看到很多马来西亚人在里面吃，那可能他们这个laksa就非常棒。
Okay, if it's lunchtime and you hear lots of Cantonese, you know the dim sum is great.
那可能如果是中午的时候，许多香港人在里面，那他们可能做的点心不错。
And John says, have a look at who is listening to that teacher.
因此，约翰就说，你要看看听这个人的教义的人是哪一些人。
Because if they don't like it, they won't hang around too long.
因为如果这些听众他们不喜欢这个人的话，他们不会听太久的。
At one stage, thousands of people were following Jesus around the Sea of Galilee, and then he started preaching some things which they didn't like.
在耶稣有一次在加利利讲道的时候，有几千人、成千上万的人在那里听，但是由于他讲的话，那些人不喜欢听，因此那些人就走了。
Everyone left except the 12 disciples.
除了
everyone,
十二个门徒以外，其他人都走了。
So if the world finds this teaching pleasing, then maybe it's not of God, because the world doesn't acknowledge God.
所以如果有一个人他讲的东西是这个世界非常欢迎的，那可能他讲的东西并不是出于神的。
And that's verse 6. Verse 7. Sorry, I'm getting confused. Verse 7, yes.
第七节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
亲爱弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Is this starting to get familiar to anyone yet?
这段经文对大家熟悉吗？
Do you get the idea that love is kind of a big deal to John?
那你能看得出来，约翰这整本书里都在讲关于爱吗？
And he's saying that love is sort of the family trademark.
爱就是好像这个 这个家族的商标一样。
Everyone who loves is born of God. It's like the DNA thing that we talked about.
就好像基因那样子，如果你是属于神的话，你就必须要有爱。
And he who doesn't love doesn't know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
That's a pretty amazing thought.
这是非常奇妙的一件事情。
If you've been around church for a while, you've seen that everywhere from songs to lunch boxes. But it's so true.
那如果在教会都很久的时间，你会看到教会都在讲关于爱，这是真的，神就是爱。
God is love. That is what He is. That is what He does. Love is God's business.
神的本质就是爱，因此神就是爱的来源，它本身就是爱。
Didn't one of the television networks have a slogan like I don't know what it was like?10 is entertainment or something, I don't know. Like trying to say, this is what we do. This is God's identity, love.
神的身份就是爱，爱就是他的本质属性。
And his love is so incredible and so huge and so infinite that there's really not many ways that you and I could start to understand that.
那他的爱是何等的伟大，何等的高深，我们没有一个人能完完全全的明白。
And in order for God to communicate that, just the immensity of that to us, in verse 9 it says, this is how he demonstrated it to us.
那神是怎样将他的爱表达给我们呢？在第九节也讲到。
This is how he manifested this sort of abstract principle and put it into real life demonstration that you and I could understand.
神是怎样将他属于他的爱示范给我们看，让我们能完全的明白。
Verse 9. So this is how it was manifested. This is how it was demonstrated. God sent His only begotten Son into the world.
第九节这里讲到，神差他独生子来到世界上。
Parents, do you remember the first time that you sent your child away from home for something?
那作为家长呢，你记得你第一次将你的孩子送出家门的时候吗？
Maybe it's the first day you sent them off to school all by themselves.
第一天他们自己去上学。
Maybe some of you mothers had a few tears at the back, you know, will my baby be okay?
可能有些母亲当时还会非常担忧。
Maybe it's the first time your child stayed overnight somewhere else.
或者是第一次你的孩子在别的地方过夜。
Or the first time they caught the train by themselves.
或是他们第一次搭火车。
And you can remember the trepidation that you felt, just like, oh no, I hope they'll be fine.
当时你肯定还记得你是如何的担忧的。
Now imagine sending your child, you've still got that same fear and trepidation, but now imagine sending them knowing that they're going to be spat upon and beaten and bruised and bloodied and murdered.
那如果你当时就已经如此的担忧，那如果你知道你的孩子是会被人责打、被人辱骂、被人所逼迫，最后还是不会回来的话，你会有如何的想法呢
？I'm not a father, but I reckon I can say that there is no way in the world that any loving parent in this room would let their child out the door.
那尽管我不是一位父亲，但我敢肯定，在世上没有一个爱他孩子的。父亲愿意这样子差遣他孩子出家门。
And yet verse 9 says, that is how God demonstrated how much he loved us.
因此第九节就讲到，神的爱就是在此显明了，向我们显明了。
Sent his son into the world so that we could live through him.
他差他的独生子来到世上，使我们能得到生命。
Love is an action.
爱是要有行动的。
God sent His Son. That's an action.
神差遣了他的独生子，这就是一个行动。
And I've said it before. You can have the words, but if you don't have the action, it doesn't mean very much.
我之前也讲到，如果你只是有说你有爱，但是你却没有行动的话，那是毫无意义的。
Verse 10. In this is love.
第十节。
Not that we love God.
不是我们爱神。乃是神爱我们。
He said, "Do you want to know what love is?"
他说：“你知道什么是爱吗
？”It's this, not that you love God.
并不是说你爱神。
I mean, it's great that you love God. That's very good. That's very nice. But that's pretty shallow.
你爱神当然很好了，但这是非常肤浅的。
Because love is that God loved us.
爱是神爱我们。
True love involves loving those who don't deserve it.
真正的爱包括了爱那些你觉得不可以的，没有不值得你爱的人。
Parents, you try to love your children, that's great. Please do it. Please do it.
那家长爱他的孩子是非常好的。
You try to love your husband or your wife, that's wonderful. Please do it more.
爱你的配偶也是非常好的。
But that's only a part of what love really is.
但这只是属于爱的一部分而已。
Because true love is finding someone who hates you.
因为真正的爱是你找到那些恨恶你、憎恨你的人。
And then sending your kid to die for.
然后呢，你还叫你的自己的孩子、独生子为了他们而死。
You want to know what love looks like? That's what love is.
这就是真正的爱。
God loved us, sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
True love means initiating, and it means giving when it's undeserved.
真正的爱代表你是要主动的，而且你是要在别人不配得到爱的时候，你还给予他爱。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
We also.
我们也当。
Also means we should do what the person before did.
我们也当，也就是说，我们也要效仿耶稣去这样做。
Also means that if you honestly think that God has loved you, then you also, in the same way, same self-sacrificial way, should love others.
他说我们也当像基督那样，就是带着这个牺牲的态度爱那些不值得你爱的人。
What does that look like?
这是怎样的一个画面呢？
I don't know.
我不晓得。
I've got a challenge for you.
我给大家一个挑战。
Today, after we finish the sermon, while you're having a cup of tea, while you're talking to people, find one person to discuss this with.
今天当大家在喝下午茶的时候，找一个人聊聊这个话题。
And ask, what would my life look like if I had more of this kind of love?
然后你去问自己，如果我的生命里多这种爱的话，我的生命会有如何的改变呢？
And find someone to have that discussion with, someone you're not related to.
而且你可以找一些跟你不是很熟的人一起讨论这个话题。
Because if I was to be perfectly frank, I think our church is really solid on truth.
我觉得我们现在是非常在真理上是非常的坚固的。
And we've got good music.
我们有好的音乐。
And we have, you know, fantastic core values.
我们的核心价值非常棒。
But I wonder if when people come amongst us, do they feel that this is where God's love is living?
但是当我们来到这里的时候，我们有没有感觉到神的爱在带领我们呢？
And that's a discussion that we can all have. So please have that discussion.
我们也可以教结束之后彼此聊聊这个话题。
We've got to keep moving. Verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. But if we love one another, God abides in us and His love has been perfected in us.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
This love that we're talking about is a continuous experience. It's not something that happened once. It's not something that will happen. It's something that happened and needs to keep happening every day in our lives.
这个爱是一个不断发生的事情，不是说你以前经历过，或者你将要经历，而是你要一遍又一遍不断地进行的经历神的爱。
God living in us.
神在我们里面。
And by this we know that we abide in Him and He in us because He has given us of His Spirit.
那我们彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里得以完全。
And it's impossible for you and I to have a supernatural kind of love if we don't have a supernatural kind of power working inside of us.
如果我们在我们里面没有一个超自然的能力的话，我们是不可能有一个超自然的爱。
It's not within your capability to love like that.
我们本身的能力是不可以像神那样子爱别人的。
Unless the Spirit of God is working inside of you and you are submitting to that and surrendering to that.
除非圣灵是在我们里面动工，而且我们愿意被圣灵所改造。
In fact, I was in Louisiana last year and I went to this black church.
那我在美国的一个州，我来到了一个只有非洲人，美国的当地的非洲居民去的教会。
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's exactly like the movies. Like they got the choir and everything. It's exactly the same.
就好像你在美国电影里看到的，他们唱。他们有专门黑人组成的合唱团。
But the preacher said something, and I'd do his accent if I could, but I can't. The preacher said something which was very profound to me.
那当时那个牧师讲了一些非常深奥的话。
Because we see this in verse 16, in verse I don't know earlier as well. God is love.
神是爱。
And he said, if there's any corner of your life that is lacking in love, it means that God is not there.
如果在你生活的某一个地方某一个方面你是没有爱的话，那证明说神也不在那里。
If there's any part of my life that is not characterized by love, it means that I have not let God into that part of my life.
如果生命中某一个方面是没有爱在里面的话，那神也不在这里。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
And unless I surrender myself to him and surrender control, there will not be love in my life.
除非我愿意完全的顺服神，否则我在心里，我的生命里就没有爱。
So what does love in our daily lives look like in practical terms?
那实际上来讲，每一天我们怎样会有爱呢？
He gives us a few specific examples.
他给我们几个例子。
Verse 17-19.
十七节到十九节。
There is no fear in love.
在十八节里，爱里没有惧怕。
But perfect love casts out fear.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Because get this, if you and I really understand how much God loves us,
如果你和我真正的明白神是如此的爱我们
，Tell me one thing we should be worried about.
那告诉我们，那你告诉我，我需要担心什么事情呢
？If God loves me enough to send out His Son.Into the world to die for me, and he loves me and knows my name and knows the hairs on my head. What do I have to be worried about?
如果神是如此的爱我，将他的独生子为我而死，他是如此的关心我，他连我头上的多少头发他都能数算，那我们还有什么可以担忧的吗？
If I really understand God's love for me, there's no way I can experience fear for myself.
如果我是真正理解到神是这么的爱我，那我是不可能会担心我现在的处境的。
Now get this, I think often the thing that keeps us from loving others is our fear.
但是我觉得，我们当中最大的障碍去爱别人就是惧怕。
We're afraid of being rejected.
我们担心被人拒绝。
We're afraid of being embarrassed.
我们担心出丑。
We're afraid of being betrayed.
可能会担心被人背叛。
We're afraid of what our love might cost us.
可能担心因为我们对别人的爱而做出的牺牲。
And this is why if we try to love in our own strength, we're not going to be able to do it. There's too many scary fears.
因此就如我所说的，如果我们尝试用自己的能力去爱别人的话，太多的恐惧，你是不可能做到的。
But God's perfect love casts out our fear.
但是在神的爱里是没有惧怕的。
And if I understand God's love for me, I'm not so worried about whether you might reject me or not.
那如果我真的明白神的爱的话，我就不会担心别人是否会拒绝我。
And I'm not so worried anymore about what my reputation might become.
那我不会担心说，哎呀，我的个人形象会不会受损。
And I'm not worried about the cost.Of obeying God because I know my Father loves me.
那我也不会担心爱别人的代价，因为我知道神爱我们。
I know He'll take care of me.
我知道他会照顾我们。
And so perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear in love.
因此，真正的爱是除去惧怕。
And that in turn enables us to love others.
那也这也帮助我们能去毫无恐惧的去爱别人。
We can only love others though.We can only really love others when we really understand God's love for us.
那除非我们真正的能明白神对我们的爱，否则我们是不能完全的去爱别人的。
Verse 19 is just beautiful. We love Him because He first loved us.
十九节，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
And so, because He first loved us, now we not only love Him, we love others.
那因此神，因为神先爱我们。我们现在不但爱神，也爱别人了。
And that takes us to verse 20 and 21.
这一讲二十和二十一节。
Obviously, if you have hate in your life, that's kind of incompatible with love.
当然，如果你心里有恨的话，恨和爱两者不可兼容。
And we mentioned previously that, you know, we might not have people that we hate, we might not have enemies.
我之前上一次讲到，我们可能不会有我们所谓很恨恶的敌人。
But what about the people that we don't like?
但是你肯定会有你不喜欢不太喜欢的人。
What about the people that we avoid?
或者说你要避免去遇到的人。
Maybe, I don't know, examine yourself. Are there people that you are prejudiced against?
或者说你含有偏见的人。
I don't know, maybe even you see a certain skin color, you hear a certain accent, and you go, ah.
或者说你。对别的种族啊，或者说别的那种文化背景有偏见，你听到这个人是这个口音的话，你就会有不同的想法那样子。
I'm not a racist. I just don't particularly want to be friends with that kind of person.
我并不是种族歧视啊，但只是我避免跟这种种族的人交朋友而已。
Or do you have stereotypes in your mind? Oh, that kind of person good for nothing. No. Typical. No.
或者你会在脑海里已经对某种类型的人已经有偏见了，遇到这种人就觉得他们会做某种事情，因此你就不会跟他们交往。
That kind of thinking, my friend, is not compatible with love.
这种先入为主的想法呢，是跟神、跟爱无法兼容。
It has no place in the life of a Christian.
在基督徒的生命里是不应当有的。
What about gossip and criticism?
那如果是闲言闲语，或者是批评人的话语呢？
Are you the critical person that no one can please?
你是不是那一个别人都
no one can please?
哦，你是不是你是不是尖酸刻薄到没有人都能让你感到满意呢
？And you can see what's wrong with everything and everyone.
我们会不会说觉得每一个人都有毛病
？That's not love.
这也并不是爱。
Is your life characterized by encouragement and support and grace?
你的生命里有鼓舞，有帮助别人和对别人有恩典吗？
Because love is an action.
因为爱是带着行动的。
And you might say, well, you know, I don't criticize people, but so I'm just sort of neutral.
你可能说，哦，我也不会批评别人，我是中立的。
Well, try telling that to your husband or your wife.
但是如果你跟你的配偶这样子讲
，Okay, I didn't say I love you today, but I didn't criticize you, so it's fine, right?
你可能跟他讲说，哦，我并没有说我爱你，但是我也没有批评你啊，因此我也不算有问题。
No, love gives. Love is an action, and love is what we're called to.
但是爱是要带着行动的。
Because if someone says I love God, but then hates his brother, he's a liar.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
You say, hang on, who talked about the brother? I was talking about God.
你就可能说，哎，我们之前不是在讲神吗？为什么现在讲到弟兄呢？
Yeah, but if you love God, if you really love God, then your love demonstrates through your love to others.
但是如果你真的爱神的话，
And so, sorry, go ahead.
你对神的爱也会在跟别人交往中展示出来。
And so we can see here that
因此我们看到我们的话语真的是没有什么作用的。
You could have good doctrine.
你可以有很好的教义。
You could be a very moral person.
你可能道德观非常高。
And yet John says that if you lack love for your brother, you're lying.
但是约翰这里讲到说，如果你是恨你的弟兄呢？你就是说谎话的。
You're lying to God, you're lying to those around you, and you're fooling yourself if you really believe it.
你就是对别人说谎话，你也是自己欺骗自己。
And so I'll finish with this.
我以这个做结尾。
In this book, the word liar is used 3 times.
在这整本书里面，说谎话的被用了3次这个单词。
In chapter 2, verse 22, it talks about doctrine.
在第二章22节这里讲到关于教义。
He's talking about those heretics again.
他讲到那些
heresies, do you see?
那些讲那些不是真正的教义的人。
He's saying if they deny that Jesus is the Christ, if they deny what is clearly the truth of the gospel, then they are liars.
他说到，如果他们不认耶稣基督为主，他们不认耶稣基督真理的话，那他们是说谎的。
If we want to have authentic Christianity, if our lives are the real deal, then we must pass the test of doctrinal criteria.
因此，如果我们我们的教义要是真正属神的话，必须要通，我们必须要从神而来。
In chapter 2, verse 4,
第二章第四节
says, "He who says I know God and doesn't keep His commandments is a liar."
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的。
And so here we have the test of, I don't know, the lifestyle test, if you like.
那第二章第四节讲的就是说。你的个人的生命，你的生活方式。
The obedience criteria.
你生命里有没有遵守耶稣基督
？And if we say that we know God, but we don't live our lives like that, then we are fooling ourselves and others.
因此，如果我们说我们爱神，但是我们的生命却没有做到尊主为大的话，那我们也是欺骗人的。
And then the final one is this one in chapter 4.
最后一个讲到说谎话的，就是我们刚读到四章二十节这里。
If I say that I love God, but my life is not characterized by that love, then I'm a liar.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄的话，那就是说谎话的。
Unfortunately, this is not like VCE.
这并不像高考。
Two out of three is not good enough.
你可能三题里答对两题，高考就很好了，但是你不够好。
If you fail one of these tests, you're fooling yourself. You're a liar and you're wasting your time.
在我刚刚讲的那三种测试的方式，如果你在其中一方面不合格的话，那就不够好了。
And today I think God calls us to live in the fullness of His ways.
因此，我觉得今天神要我们充充满满的在他的里面居住。
First, to understand His great love for us.
首先，我们要明白他对我们的大爱。
We only love because He first loved us.
我们爱他是因为他先爱我们。
And His perfect love drives out the fear.
他的爱除去了我们的惧怕。
And His perfect love makes us overcomers, Nike, victorious.
还有就是 Nike, 他的爱让我们战胜了一切。
And His perfect love then enables us supernaturally to love others supernaturally.
他的爱让我们以超自然的能力去爱别人，因为他是超自然的神。
And that's what God calls us to.
那就是神呼召我们要做的事情。
How you do it though is up to you.
那你应当怎样做，那是由你决定的。
So let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Now, Father God, we just cry out to you that you give us understanding this afternoon.
我们父神啊，我们向你呼喊，请求你帮助我们，能明白爱的真理。
I plead you that you open our eyes so that we would see how this lesson applies to us.
我们的祷告就是让我们明白这个爱的真理怎样能应用在我们的生活上。
And for those who are tired or discouraged or experiencing fear, Lord, I just pray that you would manifest your love to them.
那些已经疲倦的，那些可能惧怕或者说沮丧的人，愿你帮助他们。
And for the rest of us, Father, I pray that you would give us grace and conviction.
那其他人，愿你帮助我们，给予我们恩典和这个原动力。
That we would walk in obedience, that we would walk in love, that we would live as those who are born of you.
让我们能在，能在顺服，能在爱里面与你同行。
And so we pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告的。
Amen.
Amen.
Please remember, have that discussion after the service and see how you can be a part of being more loving and making our church more loving as well.
如果教会结束的话，请大家能跟别人聊聊你怎么样成为一个更有爱，我们教会怎样成为更有爱的教会。